our bitch, The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, he's a registered sex offender who was on parole here in California after...
1-3-2, what is your emergency?
I just saw an airplane hit a helicopter.
Yeah, the Republicans are struggling right now to find the great white coat.
How can Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients?
Disgusting. Damn.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 a.m. on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The only news, talk, and entertainment show in the world that knows what it's talking about. And I mean, I don't have to go home, you know, at night and remember what I really believe after I get off the air. You know, I don't have to go home at night and, oh, that's right, I really didn't believe half that horse dung I said on the air. That's just, you know, woo, you know, that's my midway, that's my Barker pitch, you know. I don't have to go home and remind myself, no, I really don't believe that Obama's a racist, that he wants a civilian defense force. I really don't believe those things, but I got to pitch that stuff because my audience expects me to, and they come to me each day adoringly, and they wait for me to say things like that. I really don't honestly believe, that all Republicans are evil fascists and they have a nefarious game plan in which they're going to promote slowly but surely the taking over the government by a police state, you know, by an auxiliary police state. I really don't believe that. But that's what I'm supposed to say on the air. I don't have to go home at night and remind myself that I really don't care whether it was 3,000, specific 3,000 to that number, people who died on 9/11, or maybe it was 2,785, and I'm going to make a big deal out of it because that's what my audience is expecting me to do. When I get home at night, I got to remind myself, no, I really don't care about that kind of nitpicky minutia. I don't have to do any of that, see? This show is so easy to do because what I'm telling you is what I think and how I feel. And when I say to you that the number one problem with the country are these people who consider themselves patriots, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, whatever they want to call themselves, you know, parts of themselves, you know, maybe they call themselves conservative and when they're taking a leak, they call that conservative junior. Maybe they call it progressive junior, you know. As in, ain't so progressive. Not as progressive as the rest of you. Maybe they got all kinds of nicknames. Maybe they've got all kinds of fantasies. Maybe they've got all kinds of blogs and all kinds of opinion pieces and op-ed pieces. We are drowning, folks. Drowning. Drowning. Not in government. You want a little truth? I'll lay it on you. We're not drowning in government. We're drowning in, well, you could call it what you want. I use the term horse dung only because the FCC won't let me use the other word. I call it, you know, for want of a better term, one that my mother was fond of, baloney. How about that? We're drowning in it, man. Or more to the point, we're smothering in it. And it's not that difficult to find out what's really happening. All we have to do is tune on the old Phil Hendry Show every night. Or turn it on and then tune it in. You can tune it on and turn it in if you want, or you can tune it on and turn in.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. They'll turn it on and then they'll turn in.
Okay, turn on and then turn in. And listen to what we've got to say, because what I've got to say is it may not be the, you know, the lockstep talking points of a conservative or a liberal, but what I'm telling you is actual real stuff. See, this is the planet Earth that I live on. I live on the planet Earth. This is where I was born. This is where I was raised. And when I look around me, I see the Earth. I don't live on the moon. I don't live on Mars. And I don't think that this country is such a trivial place that I can toy with it and screw with its future, screw more to the point with its present, by just willy-nilly sort of spitting out this and that kind of political point of view and fact and philosophy, because it makes me feel just all warm and fuzzy inside, you know, and gets a whole lot of people puckering up and planting their lips on my ass on any given part of the day. You know, that's not, I happen to really care about this place, and I'd like to know what we can do to make it better. And if a guy's got a good idea, I don't give a damn. I don't care if he's a midget. I don't care if the guy, if he landed from the moon. If there's an extraterrestrial I can appreciate. Somebody with some answers. I don't care if he's a Mexican. I don't care if he's a German or an Indian. I frankly, at this particular point, don't care if the guy got here illegally. If he's got a good way out, a good way through the mess, I want to hear it. That's how desperate I am to hear something that makes sense, as opposed to the same stuff every single solitary day. And you show me the man. Show me any man or woman that says America needs to stop its imperialistic tendencies around the world, and it needs to embrace more and more the poor and the sick and the minority, and America needs to, this is an inclusionary place and everybody belongs here, and this talk of restricting immigration, this is so racist. This is so racist. You show me that individual and put them in front of me, and I'll give you a stopwatch as to how long it will take me to cut them to ribbons. Then you bring into the same studio someone who says the following. Small government is the way to go. Small government. Why, that's what America was founded on, small government. America's always been founded on small government. And this is the way that we're supposed to go. And let me tell you something right now. I was born and raised here, and these immigrants and this health care plan and socialism, and you go ahead, the same stopwatch, and I'll go ahead. You can time it, man. It will take me a mere seconds before I dispose of that jackass, too. That's how easy these people are, folks. That's how easy they are. But we cower because they flash all kinds of words like socialism, fascism. On the progressive side, they flash all these words about, you know, racist this and racist that and racist something else. And they couldn't spell racist. They don't know whether it's spelled with a C or with an S or whether it's a combination or if it's a...
It's racist.
Something like that. And of course, there, you know, you've heard it. You know, you've heard it all. You've heard it all. You're confused. And no wonder you're pissed off. I'd be pissed off, too. I'm not pissed off, quite frankly, because I know what the hell it is I think and believe. I got one priority, and that's it. One priority. Number one, I want to enjoy my life. Number two, I recognize that my ability to enjoy my life flows directly from the country I live in. And that place is called America. And I know it's a very unique place. I know it is at the spearhead of man's march to the future. There's no other country like it. It doesn't make us xenophobes. It doesn't make us jingoistic. It doesn't make us flag waving fascists or intolerant nationalists. We're recognizing a fact. There's not a human being with an ounce of intelligence that would deny the spearhead at the very tip is America. This is the, as the man said, the best hope the world has got. Obama said it. And this other guy, what's his name, Scarborough, he stole that and put it on his book. And nobody's reading your book, by the way, Joe. And that's okay. We didn't mind you stiffing us on the interview, but since that day, we haven't really returned any of your phone calls.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Thank you for that. That's articulate, man.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I know. So that's what we want, and that's what we're going to try to get. Now, I don't care, you know, if I got to belong to some club, I'd be happy to belong to the club. But the clubs that I got to belong to in this country, I mean, the stink alone when you walk into their clubhouses, I'd like to knock a buzzard off of a garbage truck. I got to walk into a bunch of Republicans or progressives or conservatives or Democrats and sit down and talk about taking this country back. Taking the country back. All you got to do is get up off your ass and vote. It doesn't take anything more than that. You want to take the country back? How about reading a book? How about getting a little information before you open your yap? I'm just talking to those heavy hitters in either party. You know, I was talking about the Republicans butchering everything six ways to sunset. I mean, they have butchered their opportunities left and right. And it's sad because the Democrats are doing their very best to hand the whole thing over to them, right? But on the same page, you got the Democrats who've got a great opportunity. If you could just keep people like Maxine Waters in the background, if you could just keep people like, in other words, the real odious fringe of your party, that part of your party that nobody wants to hear from, the extreme liberal side of your party, it's just as stench-ridden as those conservatives over on the Republican side. I think it'd be fantastic if we could isolate the liberals and conservatives from each party and have them meet on some field someplace, you know, with sling, better yet, baseball bats and boards with nails in them, and have at it. See who crawls off first. You know, you Democrats, your problem? If I want somebody pitching the Obama health care plan And I said, you know, maybe they ought to keep Obama quiet because he's the lightning rod in this thing. But frankly, he's the best guy they've had speaking for that plan than anybody you guys have rolled out. Waters is an idiot. Okay, there's nobody in the cabinet that can speak coherently about it. Harry Reid doesn't even know what it is he's reading. He just reads what they stick in front of him. Pelosi, forget it. You know that she's just an accident waiting to happen every time she gets out of bed. You got to find some people that know how to sell this to the American people by telling them what it's about. Not that it's an anti-Republican plan or that it is, it's the president's plan and we just back him. That's the wrong pitch, baby. And again, I'll say it like I said last week. Emanuel, this guy, Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff, this is your job, baby. This is what you're supposed to be doing, man. What are you doing to earn your money these days? You got a health care plan here that the president wants pushed, and it's hanging on the ropes. And there are ways of communicating this message to the American people so they know that's what's actually in it. And we've got an ad that we're going to play for you, by the way, that ABC would not air. And you know what? For once in my life, I'm going to tell ABC that I concur with their decision because it's just one big fat lie after the next, okay? One big fat lie after the next, even if ABC did employ Diane Sawyer, and she wasn't too good there on New Year's morning. All right, we're going to come back here with a story that I think is kind of interesting. It has to do with Kennedy, but the death of Senator Kennedy. But more to the point, it has to do with the rush to report Senator Kennedy's passing as something really, really huge, when in point of fact, the American people are really not all that interested. I mean, not that interested, you know. I think you know what I mean when we come back here. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming in 2010, vote Odessa. Odessa. Odessa for Congress. Odessa is coming to your town.
What'd you think? That's our idea for a new campaign we're going to launch. We're going to run Odessa for president. What does it mean? Nothing. But we're just going to have that out there. Is it going to make a comment on the political system? No. Is it going to teach us something about the inflexibility of the two parties? No. Is it going to tell us how removed we are from the system? No. Is it a way of promoting the Phil Hendry Show in a really cool way? Yes. All right. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So coming up, we have the story. This blogger, Matt Cooper, he's a good guy. He works for Politico, and they try to make a big deal out of something that he said, and he didn't mean to say it, and he took it back. But it is indicative of the rush to try to find a story around the passing of Senator Kennedy. God bless Senator Kennedy and all the people he helped. It's not a story that America is all that interested in. I'm sorry to have to tell you. I'm sorry to have to not tell you, but basically you people out there who are, and I know you listen, so don't even tell me that you don't. And while you're listening, let me just say,
Odessa in 2010.
No, I would say this. You guys had burned up all that airtime today covering Senator Kennedy's death. Nobody cares, man. I mean, they care, but they don't. You know what I mean? It's not like no one loves the senator. It's that, okay, thank you. I'm sorry he's gone. Can we move on to something, anything? Anything at all, man. How's Diane Sawyer doing, okay? Is she, let's find out whether or not Diane is out of rehab, is she? All right, let's take a phone call, 877-876-PHIL. And listening to us in Modesto, California is, I think that's Ren. Is it Ren?
It's actually Ryan.
Ryan, I'm sorry. Ryan, what do you got to say, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. And I wanted to tell you, I like listening to your show from what I've heard. So the guy who called before that tried to call you out, man, I couldn't reach my cell phone fast enough. I just feel like these
that's okay.
have kind of drawn a line in the sand on, you know, Phil, can I be pro-choice and love my guns? I mean, is that ridiculous to you or, you know?
No, it's not. I mean, it's not at all. I love my guns and I'm pro-choice, you know, and why, you know, there so many Americans like that, man. So many Americans are like that. And we're not allowed to, be that way.
I mean, myself, I'm an Iraqi freedom veteran, and I'm a registered Democrat. But the more I think about it, the more when we took over in 2006 and they said, oh, we're gonna impeach Bush, and I wasn't really for that. But, hey, they said that they were going to do it. Did anything come out of that? I mean, they cleaned house.
Now, just for our information, Ryan, when you say you're an Iraqi freedom veteran, you're talking about the operation?
Yes, I was in the military during that time.
Okay, good.
So I feel like I'm a patriot. So I listen to the Phil Henry Show because I feel like I'm a patriot. But I feel like Eric Cantor and John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi, any side of the aisle, they're not patriots. They like to call themselves patriots. But you know what? They get paid $200,000 a year on top of other things. It's not really being a patriot. I don't feel
it's
like
a very good point.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't want to say that the people that work in Congress en masse are bloodsuckers or mercenaries. I think there's a lot of people there who care and love their country. I mean, I'm even willing to say that Nancy Pelosi and Eric Cantor do, or John Boehner. But your point is the essential point you made is the real one, and that is these people have a vested interest in blathering the same thing day in and day out, regardless of whether or not it's truthful or helpful or can even, you know, come close to solving the problem. It happens to be what they're supposed to say because that's the political party platform. And so other viewpoints are locked out, man. And you see that. You see that. If you're John Boehner and you're the minority head there in the Congress, you can't say, you know what? The Republican Party really needs to get on board with choice as opposed to pro-life. You're done. You're finished politically.
Right. They're going to start accepting homosexuals. That way they can get more votes. I mean, they're really struggling with that. And I know Newt Gingrich, really, they don't know where they want to go with the gay marriage thing and things like that, you know, as far as...
Yeah. Pay attention to the country, man. Pay attention to what people are actually thinking. What are people saying? They're saying more often than not, they're saying the things you and I just said. I have a point of view on this issue that may be considered liberal, but I got a point of view on another issue that some people call conservative. I don't care. I don't know. It's what I believe. So blow it out your ass. Thank you very much. You know, and move on. And if
I don't hear the slogan just as much as anybody else likes to hear the slogan. Yeah. Man, everything's a slogan.
Well, I like the one that I just used. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan. Thanks so much for your call, man. I appreciate it. That's Ryan. He is one of our veterans from the Iraqi Operation Freedom. Here is John in Boston. John, what's going on?
Not too much. We have a little wake going on over here. It's tying up all the media in this town, and not too much horse pucks there, but. That's the only break we're getting from the horse pucks.
What?
The ceremony.
What is that, sir?
The funeral.
Oh, the funeral of Senator Kennedy? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's tying up all Boston. So.
Well, you know, it happens.
It happens.
You know.
And we've been, they're all prepared for this because they've been waiting for it. So we'll let it go another couple
of days. Tomorrow will be a new day and the funeral will be over and then people can go on about their lives and...
Not till Saturday.
I don't want it to seem like I'm denigrating the funerals. I mean, you know, it every now and again, it's not a bad idea to take a moment and realize, hey, you know, death waits for all of us. So there goes the black car, man. One of these days, if I'm lucky enough, I'll be parked in one of those, taking me to the hole in the ground. So anyway.
Anyways, we're talking about why we're always being distracted by one side or the other, why we're always being pointed to look at radicals that don't exist. Or if they do exist, they exist only between the ears of the people who are talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think things are so bad, they don't want to let us know. But it's like the health care.
I don't think they know. No, so bad they don't want to let us know. They don't know how bad it is. You've got a better handle on how bad it is than those dumbasses.
Probably. Well, today somebody was bragging about how our TARP money is actually making money for us, which it's in stock, so if they try and sell it, how much is it going to be worth?
Well, right now, probably not a lot because, but the stock market is going up at least. Last I checked, my retirement had been sawed in half. I think I've made about a quarter of it back. So,
yeah, we'll see. I mean, this volume isn't high, by the way. But to make a long story short, I mean, with the health care plan, which is totally being turned into an abortion. I'd like to know how a government option, which is the civil service, is going to solve the problem of the private sector. which, I mean, I pay insurance, and I mean, I'm not in a domestic.
Well, it's something Americans don't understand, because we are, in fact, a country that has led the way in terms of free enterprise untethered. You know, other countries have a national health plan, but it's a single-payer plan, and they don't have the kind of private insurance competition that we have. So we're trying something that is going to hopefully play to the character of Americans. We just don't like the idea of the government taking over the whole healthcare system. How is it going to work? Well, if it doesn't, if the health insurance companies are competitive, then the health insurance companies have brought their prices down, and the government plan, frankly, doesn't have to work. The whole idea is to make it less expensive for healthcare. We'll talk a little more about that. We come back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
ABC and NBC won't air that anti-healthcare ad.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night from the El Pacifico here, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. You can also go to our website, philhendryshow.com, and watch the show right now. You can watch our radio show. That's right. Not just 3 hours of a radio show, but we do a full hour uncensored pre-video show, and we do a little post-video post-op, I guess, you know, like doctors do.
Yeah, when they do the post-op, and they wash their hands and everything.
Right. Well, I mean, why would they wash? Well, I guess they would. So anyway, we do that on our website. It's a video cast every night. Go to our website. You can watch us. You can listen to us on our live streaming audio, and our audio is also available on demand. And we're rebuilding a section of our website, which is going to improve our abilities to deliver the video on demand. That's I finally got this answer today from my web guys. I mentioned to you that we wanted to do a chat room, an interactive chat room with our videocast, so all of that stuff is part and parcel of that. We are on Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. Go over there and take a look at some of the stupid stuff that I put up there, because Twitter got real dull for me afterward, just boring, oh God. But I went back on there today and I said some stuff that was inflammatory, so you know, hopefully it'll be a lot more interesting. Also, you can follow Bobby Dooley at facebook.com, and you can follow Bobby Dooley on Twitter, and also follow our run for the presidency, Odessa for Prez. That's O-D-E-S-S-A, the numeral 4, P-R-E-S, and it's there at Twitter. All right, now, I mentioned in the tease, we want to get to Matt Cooper and Politico. It's not that big of a deal. I don't want it to sound like I'm being disrespectful to Senator Kennedy. I'm not. I'm just telling you, you know, Senator, you understand what I'm saying. You probably, now you know more than ever what I'm saying. The coverage of his funeral is over the top. No one cares. I'm looking at a whole bunch of people dancing and singing and having a good time here on the AC 360 show. There's Anderson with a little bit of coke coming out of his nose. I'm kidding.
Oh, man, that's a lawsuit.
I'm joking, okay? But I think that's Senator Kennedy's funeral where everyone's partying. Why are they partying? Oh, I'm sorry. It's something different. But this is the ad, the anti-healthcare ad that ABC and NBC refused to air. Now, I'll be interested to know what their reasons are. I've heard the ad, you will hear the ad, and I'll tell you why. Were I the guy that was taking the advertisement, I would also say no, but I ain't necessarily saying it's the reasons that ABC and NBC are giving. As a matter of fact, when it comes to decisions that I make and decisions that ABC and NBC would make, I think you're in good hands following the decisions Phil makes. If you follow what ABC and NBC tell you to do, you may wind up in a wood chipper come sundown. Now, the refusal by ABC and NBC to run a national ad critical of President Obama's health care reform plan is raising questions from the group behind the spot, particularly in light of ABC's health care special aired in primetime last June and hosted at the White House. You know, ABC got into trouble when they had a town hall, an interview with President Obama as he talked about health care. This is not unusually, nothing new. I mean, presidents have been on television before, either in one-on-one interviews, in town hall meetings. Presidents have explained themselves in press conferences. Presidents have appeared on television ever since John Kennedy made it a regular feature. So all of a sudden now people are questioning, is that really, you know, should we be doing that? Because He is the president, but there are other sides to this point of view. Well, you know what? There's some things that come with being president, and one of them is people want to put you on TV and talk to you. Some of these cats that are opposed to Obama, they're about as interesting as watching paint dry. I mean, if they were as interesting as smelling paint dry, that might be a different thing. But they're like as interesting as watching paint dry paint that you can't huff for a cheap high. I mean, that's dull.
Yeah, you know, you make a very good point. That's an interesting point what you make.
Thank you very much. Coming from an expert on huffing paint.
Well.
All right. So the 33-second ad by the League of American Voters, there's a new one for you. Oh, we got all kinds of new organizations. The League of American Voters, the League, what other kind of voters? How about the League of Canadian Voters? This is the League of American Voters. Well, that would be me, right? Yep. Are you American? Yeah. Well, then you belong in this organization. How about if I just vote? What do you think of that? Anyway, it features a neurosurgeon who warns that a government-run healthcare system will lead to the rationing of procedures in medicine. It began airing 2 weeks ago on local affiliates of ABC, NBC, Fox, and CBS. On a national level, however, ABC and NBC have refused to run the spot in its present form. It is a powerful ad, said Bob Adams, executive director of the League of American Voters, a national nonprofit group with 15,000 members who advocate individual liberty and government accountability. In other words, it's just another group of political ideologues who are going to hold on to their political ideology like some of them hold on to their you-know-what, man, when they're standing in front of the you-know-what at a hockey game. Adams said the advertisement is running on local TV affiliates to states in states like Louisiana, Arkansas, Maine, and Pennsylvania. But although CBS has approved the ad for national distribution and talks are ongoing with Fox, NBC has questioned some of the ad's facts while ABC has labeled it partisan. I'm going to play this for you, and I'll tell you why it is partisan. Oh, is that because I'm a liberal? Is it because I support Obama, so that makes me a liberal? Is that it? Well, I would suggest that people continue to listen to the show because you are not going to be hearing a liberal show. What you're going to be hearing is an American who would like something to get done. Just do something, okay? You know, that's my philosophy. Well, I'm a conservative. I don't give a. It's fine. Good for you. Get something done, will you? Just do something, anything. Do something big, man. Do something that's going to, you know, get things rolling in the right direction. Something. Just get up off your ass. Get up off the dime and do it. Now, you know I know you're a Republican. That means about as much to me, man, as if you would have told me you're Davy Crockett. I don't care. Just do it, will you? I just happen to agree with the idea of a national health care plan. And that don't make me a liberal. It makes me, in my opinion, it makes me a guy who is planted firmly in reality, all right? Looking at the world the way it is these days, knowing how much money we're going to need to keep this ball rolling forward, knowing how much of our GDP we're going to need to stay competitive in a world that is increasingly competitive, there ain't no more commies around. There's no more of these commies around, okay, that are going to make it easy for us. I mean, for God's sake, you want to know why the 20th century was America's century? Because we were competing with a pack of imbeciles, a bunch of stumble bums over there with those fur hats and their stupid-ass idea of how to run a country, and they couldn't find it with both hands, man. It was like open field running. Let's find out how tough we are now. We got some guys now, the Russians, the Chinese may be commies, but they know exactly how to earn a dollar, and they know how to, right now, the Chinese are doing what they need to do to keep their people fat and happy, even though a lot of them would rather die than live in that country. They have the democracy Rubicon to cross sooner or later. All right, so here is the healthcare ad that was rejected by the aforementioned networks. You listen to it. I'm going to, you know, give you an opportunity, and I'll tell you why this ad is patently, is just patent horse dung. Here it is.
How can Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients without any new doctors? It can't. It will hurt our seniors. End Medicare as we know it. Ration coverage and care. Limit life-saving medicines. Impose long delays on cancer treatment and other vital surgery. It's happening in England and in Canada. Don't let it happen here.
Tell Congress to protect American health care. Paid for by the League of American Voters.
I'm going to go through this ad with you, but I got to make sure I can stop it.
How can Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients without any new doctors?
Okay, I paused it. How could Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients without any new doctors? Number one, to say that there will not be any new doctors is a patent falsehood. He doesn't know that there will be no new doctors. We have doctors in medical schools being created and being educated all the time. You don't need a whole bunch of new doctors because the medical plan covering 50 million new people is not a medical plan that is assuming, and anybody that is assuming this obviously is not living in the world that we know, that all 50 million of those people will need immediate medical hospitalization, medical care. They got to get in to see a doctor right now. Insurance and insurance coverage, doctor's visits, hospital visits are being covered today by the doctors that we have today because not all of us are running to see a doctor all at the same time. If we did, I got a news flash for the jackass that's talking who's supposed to be a surgeon. If we all ran today, all of us with that wonderful private health insurance that I love, and I know you do too, I do. If we all went to see a doctor today, guess what? We ain't got enough doctors right now. So that is an example of a very misleading statement that does not respect the intelligence of the listener. Anyone that believes there's any validity at all to that statement, that there's any basis for that statement in reality, simply doesn't understand the reality of a medical treatment in this country, how many doctors we have treating how many people. And the fact is that if we all went to the doctor today, folks, if we all went to the doctor 10 years ago, if we all went to the doctor at the same time 30 years ago, we ain't got enough doctors. But we don't. Now, do we? We don't. Some of us have health insurance our entire lives, and the only time we ever really need it is when we get very old and we get very sick, and then we die. That's the reality for a lot of people. Not all, but a lot of people. All right, let's move on now with the next statement that this jackass is going to make.
It can't. It will hurt our seniors.
It will hurt our seniors. Now, I just went back to the beginning. It will hurt our seniors. No, it will help our seniors. It will help our seniors because it will cover more of our seniors, okay? And with the amount of doctors that we have in this country today and the number of doctors that we will have in 5 years, 15 years, 20 years, there will be plenty of doctors per capita, and that's what we're talking about here, folks, per capita, to cover those who need a doctor's care. You see, nobody brings this argument up when we talk about good old-fashioned private health insurance, because good old-fashioned private health insurance is the cure-all for everything on the planet Earth, just so long as not everybody is insured. If there are people who are not insured, and there's just this many people who are insured, then people seem to think that that takes fewer doctors. Well, no, it doesn't, because the people that aren't insured, they need medical treatment as well, and they get medical treatment. And if we all got sick at the same time and ran down to the doctor's office tomorrow, there wouldn't be enough doctors now, as it is, with the private health insurers. Right now, think about it, right now, with the system in place that so many of our marvelously intelligent and informed people are so in love with, if everybody went to a doctor today, we ain't got enough doctors. Let's listen to this ad. I'm sorry, it queued back to the beginning.
How can Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients without any new doctors? It can't. It will hurt our seniors. End Medicare as we know it. Ration.
Now, do you realize that this guy just said end Medicare as we know it, and the number one critic of Medicare is the conservative in this country? It's broken. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It's an abomination. It's just another example of a government agency that runs things into the ground. And yet now we have them all touting the benefits of Medicare. Since when did these guys all of a sudden fall in love with Medicare? When did they all of a sudden, the people opposed to a national health plan, suddenly embrace a national health plan? Medicare, as we know it. As we know it. Well, there's a laugh. As we know it, it ain't covering everybody, is it? As we know it. Let me tell you something about Medicare. My mother was on Medicare, and I had to do all kinds of dances, and this is a fact, all kinds of dances to try to get her a wheelchair, right? Now, some people will say to me, well, then what makes you think it's going to be better with a national health care plan? The fact is, with a national health care plan that covers everything, you see, everything, not just seniors, not just this, not just that, everything, then the health insurance companies have got to come to the plate.
How can Obama's plan cover 50 million new patients without any new doctors? It can't. It will hurt our seniors. End Medicare as we know it. Ration coverage and care. Limit life-saving medicines. Impose long delays on cancer treatment and other vital surgery. It's happening in England and in Canada. Don't let it happen here.
Tell Congress to protect American health care. Paid for by the League of American Voters.
Now, the problem you run into is the following. If you say to somebody, now let me tell you what's wrong with that commercial. Oh, you're a liberal. You like Obama. No. I want you to know what's not truthful. You've been lied to. And I'm telling you guys, you've been lied to with that ad. Lied to. You know, L-I-E-D, lied. I would say that they made a mistake, but I don't think that they did. I think they purposefully lied to you. Long waits for vital surgeries like cancer. This is a lie. It doesn't happen in Canada. In Canada, if you have a vital surgery needed specifically for cancer, heart disease, or anything else, you go to the front of the line, and you are at the front of the line. You get your treatment. Okay. Some people may say that they had to wait 14 seconds for their surgery, and they may think that that's outrageous. Other people might have had to wait 3 days, and they didn't get it, and so they're pissing and moaning about that. They're not doctors. They don't know why they had to wait 3 days. Maybe they had to wait 3 days because they had to have the swelling go down. Maybe they had to wait a week because they wanted to make sure the people were strong enough to have their surgery. Maybe they wanted to make sure that the chemo kicked in, the radiation kicked in. There are a million and one reasons why you will wait, but you do not have to wait long periods for vital surgery. That's an absolute lie. The rationing of medicines. Since when, ladies and gentlemen, are we unable to continue to make medicine that we need? Is it expensive? You better believe it's expensive. Do you suppose that's why we have a shortage of medicine sometimes? Yes. And do you suppose that were we to have a national plan that competed with the private health insurance sector, the prices, including those prices for medicines, would come down? The answer to that is also a yes, and I base that on my experience with our free enterprise system. That's what this is about. That's what the national health plan is about. All right, that ad is so chock full with the music, too. I love that piano because it sounds like you're walking down, you're waiting to put somebody in the ground, you know? That piano crap, like, we really care about our seniors. Let me tell you something, Charlie, you don't care if there's 50 million people who are uninsured and you don't give a sweet, whether they're insured or not, and you don't tell me that you're caring about people. So, just can the piano music. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming back, we have a Democrat suggesting that party moderates may be brain dead on health care. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. And at philhenryshow.com, you can look at a video cast of our show each and every night. It's kind of a reality show. You can see me as I professionally go about my chores. And then off air, I cry. I roll into a fetal position. It's great. Here is on the line Joan in Nashville. Joan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Hi, Joan.
Hey. Okay, so I think that we are now living in the age of rhetoric, meaning that everything sounds good, but what does it really mean? I want you to know that I think that the media is the most powerful entity right now. They control what everyone, because we're so mindless, they control what everyone thinks and what's popular and what's not, and they cram it down our throats. I believe if the media had not covered the town hall meetings, that no one would be going to them and it wouldn't be so outrageous. I don't think that they care as much about healthcare as they say they do. I think it's just a politically safe channel. for everybody to get out that anger that they're feeling without.
Well, they don't control what we think. No, you're wrong. The media does not. Yeah. The only thing the media controls is what they say. They don't control what we think. We control what we think. We control what we think. And the problem we're getting into is we think. See, what you got to do is you got to stop hating. You got to look at the media as a business. Well, they're in business to get viewers. Yeah. That's all they're in business to do. They're not in business to tell you the truth. They're not in business to inform you. They don't care what happens to you. They don't care whether you die tomorrow of starvation. Yeah. They just care about making a profit. Okay. Once you know that, you can then say, all right, now I understand that. The person that's really in control here is me. They're feeding me this. This is feeding me that. I have to seek the information where I find it. Fortunately, we have lots and lots of information.
Yeah. So, you have to filter. You do have to filter, but then that means you have to be intelligent and able to know those things, and not everybody is like that. And you're
well, I think everybody can get that way. No, everybody can get that. Everybody, all we have to do is tell people, look, folks, it's right there. We have the world's information archived in our computer, right there. It's a library with infinite resources, but I think by saying, you know, the media controls what we think, that's easy. No, we control what we think. Those guys are up there just saying what they're saying in the hopes, and they are praying, Joan. They are praying that you'll stay and watch them for a couple of more seconds so they can raise an ad dollar, a couple of bucks. Joan, thanks so much for your call. World famous Phil Henry Show. The governor of Utah says gays should not be a protected class. That and more. The Phil Henry Show coming back.
Phil Henry.
Gays shouldn't protect their ass.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.
Well.